Hey everybody, this is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. In this episode, episode 291, Becca and I discuss genetically modified organisms. I like to call it the denatured nature of these substances. Supposedly safe for our consumption, you be the judge. Check into the science and follow who funded the science to make certain that you are doing the very best you possibly can for you and your family's good health. All covered in today's episode of Total Wellness Radio.
Hello and welcome to Country Doctor's Wellness Wednesday.
We are back together once again. Welcome to Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday. We have one of my favorite topics. I haven't gone into this much, so this will be fun to collaborate today on it.
Yeah. I think we get a lot of common questions like, what are GMOs, or should I be concerned about that?
Yep.
And I think there's also a lot of misinformation out there. So I was excited to put it on the calendar. And then I know Craig's been having a ton of fun doing lives, but when I saw the topic, I was going to be in town anyway. So I thought, well, I want to come do the GMO talk.
Yeah, we'll let Becca do the GMO talk. Thanks for joining us, Vivian. All you folks, thank you for making us a part of your day. If you get a chance to drop a comment, and or maybe even a watch party share for today's video. Boy, there's a lot of people that are going to want to know and hear what we talk about. So,
yes, let's squash the misinformation.
Yes.
And let's dive right into what GMOs are. Should you be concerned about them? How to avoid them? All that good stuff. So,
okay.
Should we start with what is GMO?
Perfect.
Genetically modified organisms.
Mm-hmm. So, now just the sound of that, doesn't that sound
a little
frightening?
It sounds a little disturbing, yeah.
Genetically modified
organism. Organisms.
Not substance, not benign substance, not... This is an organism that actually has an expression. We're working with things that are live, living things, and they have an expression by nature, and now they've been engineered to do something different.
Yes, yes. So. And one thing I think we've said in the past that is really relevant to this is we always share that the more that man tampers with food,
so true.
More that it's processed, the more that it's manufactured, the more that we denature it, the less good it is for us. Our body doesn't know what to do with, I call them fake foods, is my way of making it simple.
That's where
for
your
people.
Kids get all that.
My kids will say fake
foods. Food.
So I'll
to
say
people,
this.
If everywhere.
If the food lives and dies, it's a real food.
Mm-hmm.
If it sits in a package or a can and it never dies, then you have to question whether or not that can nutritionally nourish your body is kind of my way of simplifying it for them. Because I was one of those people that got really caught up in labels at the store and trying to understand ingredients. Is this healthy? Is that healthy? The marketing labels get us really confused. And so that was my way of just like, let's simplify this. If it lives and dies, it has the ability to nourish my body.
Yep.
If it doesn't live and die, then it's a fake food.
Yeah, that's what the turn of the century clinical nutritionists that we studied, V.E. Irons and John Christopher and Dr. Royal Lee and Dr. Price, Weston A. Price, all of these clinical nutritionists, okay, from the last 100 years would always say things, Bernard Jensen, if it rots, it's real, period.
Yeah.
If it will rot, go bad, then it has the capability of nourishing us, being that we're an organic unit that runs on energy found in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start tampering with that, when you start modifying that, when you start tweaking the code in, you know, genetically engineering things, you know, you run into some real problems. The biggest one I face with people is that there's really no safety track record. There's really no way of determining.
There are no real studies that say this is safe.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what's really concerning. So we pulled some information off of the GMO Project. It's a good website to check out if you've never been on there. One thing that I wanted to share as we dive in is that when they're kind of explaining what these, you know, GMOs are, they say that it creates a combination of plant, animal, bacteria, and virus genes that do not occur in nature or through traditional crossbreeding methods.
Yes.
I would piggyback off of that and say, tell me one time in history that we played God and it turned out well as human beings. Like, if you just look at historically, give me one example where we played God and tampered with nature and it turned out well for us.
Yeah. I mean, what you just described in my mind, what came up with was, how would you successfully breed a fish with a virus and hope that the offspring was something better than the two individuals? Like, how are you enhancing anything? How are you perpetuating anything that's going to be healthier or more resilient or more, nutrient rich as far as the fish is concerned by cross genetically splicing, which is what they're doing, a virus with a cell from a fish. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So, and the myriad of troubles that fall because of that is...
Yes.
I've got a list of like five key things that covers 98.9% of our health. There's literally no area of the body that is not going to be negatively affected by this type of engineered organism, period. None.
Okay.
None.
So as we dive into that, I want to share, there was a study, and I wish I had the info to share with you guys specifically, but if you understand GMO seeds, one of the things that they did when they first invented these GMO foods was they didn't want the farmers reusing seeds because it's all about profitability, right? And so they genetically engineered into the seed the inability for the seed or plant to be reproduced. Okay. Yep. So then if you pull the seeds out of a genetically modified plant, you cannot then plant those seeds and grow that same plant again. What this study found was that, and I think it was with mice that they did the study with, by the third generation of these mice consuming these genetically modified foods, they lost the inability to reproduce themselves because they had consumed so much of this because it was then built into the plant, the inability to reproduce. They consumed that plant repeatedly, and by the third generation, they were no longer able to reproduce as a species. Yep. Now, if you take that information, and I don't know for sure, I'm just speculating, but if you took that information and you looked at the fact that GMOs have been around for, what, like 30 years, I think we're going on, that we've been consuming them. So my generation was really kind of like the guinea pigs, I guess. And then you compare that to, we're only one generation really into this, one and a half generation really into this experiment. But we have a lot of infertility issues that are going around. Now, I'm not saying that that caused that. I just personally don't believe in coincidences. I think let's look at some of the facts and break them down, do your own research. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Coincidence is defined as anonymous speculation, anonymous expression or speculation. So that's what happens when you see a pattern develop, right? This expression of it's easy for us to speculate. There certainly is an involvement there. I mean, it's not beyond the realm of focus for sure. Yeah. The areas that we see that happen, anytime you take that, you mentioned earlier, when it's not a naturally occurring organism and you ingest it in the body or you do it this way into the body, we have over 157 autoimmune diseases now that just 80 years ago we didn't have.
And they're adding new every day.
Autoimmunity means your body's immune system, for some reason, because of the presence of a foreign entity, is now attacking itself because it's so in a frenzy to try and eliminate this foreign entity.
Yeah.
And GMO, genetically modified organisms, are one of the number one things that will stimulate that type of response in the body. So what happens is from a purely functional standpoint, the adrenal glands, I love to start with that because most everybody that comes here has to do some form of adrenal support. Yeah. The adrenals get stuck and go all the time. Your body cannot properly detoxify under an adrenal fatigue or a cortisol overload. It's a hormonal imbalance, right? Because it's constantly trying to detoxify, help the body get rid of these toxins. And so it gets stuck and go. So we see this hyperactive expression, lousy sleep patterns, terrible energy during the day. Then the the worst expression is gets used into diagnosable diseases like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Mm-hmm. So this domino effect is set in motion.
And then in between all kinds of just hormonal imbalances in general, because most 100%. People relate to that.
100%, yeah. And then because of the microscopic, the small, these are genetically modified mm-hmm. organisms. So we're talking about the size of the genetics, mm-hmm. the DNA, the RNA, the RNA replication. So in the human body, to give you a frame of reference, when they broke the DNA code in the Genome Project 17 years ago, I think, 18 mm-hmm. years ago, it was a strand, it was a kind of a cylinder ladder mm-hmm. 5 feet long from genetic code that they found in the inside mm-hmm. of a cell. Mm-hmm. That's inside the cell. So you take this genetically modified substances that are that small mm-hmm. and you swallow them in the form of a piece of corn or oat or whatever that's been mm-hmm. tampered with, supposedly enhanced, mm-hmm. and for our benefit. Mm-hmm. And you get that through going through the gut, it will get into the bloodstream much faster. Now you have a thing. In 1997, Leo Galen, medical doctor, Colorado Springs, at a convention, released his information on leaky gut syndrome. So now you're talking 25 years ago, almost a generation, they're already identifying where these foreign substances get in through the system. And it's not that the leaky gut was the problem. It's that these substances are so small, it would go permeable through any healthy gut. Mm. See? And so now we're talking about glutathione and all these enrichment, amino acids, essential fatty acids, things that will strengthen and, mm-hmm. And build up the strength of that gut. When the reality of it is they're consuming substances that are so minute in size that they get through a healthy gut.
Wow.
And now we're calling it leaky gut syndrome. So there's a little more. Leo's work was right, by the way. Dr. Galen was amazing. In fact, if you go to, he released his findings in 1993 in Colorado Springs. His colleagues poo-pooed him off, laughed him off the stage. Okay. Mm. Newsweek picked up on his research. And you can go to it online right now, November 1997. The title of the article is called Gut Reactions by Dr. Leo Galen. 6 pages they did, a 6-page article. Fascinating reading. Hmm. And he was the one that discovered this activity of leaky, and he called it leaky gut syndrome, where things were getting through the gut. So he would strengthen the gut and it would help. And he was absolutely right in doing so.
But not completely alleviated
because of the size of these things.
So they leak through,
yep.
get into the bloodstream, yep. start spreading throughout the body. The body recognizes it as a foreign agent because it's this altered altered substance.
Yep.
And then the body then attacks it, which essentially is then the body's trying to protect you, but the body essentially starts attacking itself because now this foreign substance is kind of running wild around the body.
100%.
Kind of summing up like 100%. Leaky gut.
Yeah.
And autoimmunity. So then what happens is it manifests in all of these different ways, right? So we label them as diseases, but at the end of the day, it's just how the body is responding differently through each individual.
Yeah. It cannot keep up with demands that's been placed on it. That's why, we talk a lot about eat organic when you can't eat organic, 80-20 rule as far as the foods that you consume, okay? Mm-hmm. You've got to give, and every day counts. Every day counts. When we talk in Nutrition 101 class, it's that, everything you eat is either going to, it either nourishes the body, it's a toxin that's going to be expelled, or it's going to be stored. Something's going to happen mm-hmm. to that. And the storage of these things, and they're combining with other cells.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, the storage. So
this is how I became passionate about it, was that when I started understanding GMOs, I was a weight loss coach, right? A couple years ago. And I would have clients that they could eat, be in their ideal caloric range. You guys know we talk about calories don't really matter, right? But they're following this plan. What had happened, or what one of the things, right? Because there's always several things that can contribute. But one of the patterns that I would see happen that I had kind of learned about was that they had consumed so many what I would deem fake foods, right? I've done it too. And their body didn't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
So it stored it. The body goes, I don't know what this is. I don't know how to use it. So I'm going to hold on to it for later, because what if I need it for later? Because the body's built for survival. It's not built for man tampering with things. Mm-hmm. And so the body would hold on to it. And then next thing you know, the body doesn't know what to do with it. It doesn't want to let go of it. They go on to a diet. They start reducing, thinking, I just need to eat less, eat less, eat less. Now they're eating too less, right? They're eating not enough food. Mm. So their body goes into this like starvation mode.
Yep.
Yes, survival yep. mode. And then even though they're eating less than they actually are burning, their body goes, I don't know what's going on out there. We must be dealing with a famine. I better really hold on to all of this stuff I don't know how to use.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like this, all of these things contributing in not a positive way.
Yeah. Just checking real quick for questions.
So some of the higher ones to really look out for, corn and soy are like the two biggest ones. And if you look at almost any processed box food and turn it around, there is a form of soy or corn in almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like in the high 90% mm-hmm. that they are genetically modified. So if you could just avoid those altogether, That'd be great. That would be.
And don't
just
nuke
stop
it.
Putting high fructose corn syrup and everything. That would be great.
That would be great.
You
would perform so much better. Cognitive function, digestion, hormones, mental clarity, focus, concentration, energy, sleep, you name it, across the board. And please, by all means, get a convection oven and throw that microwave. Actually, take the microwave out to the firing range and have some fun. When you look up what's called a radiolytic compound, and look up some of the articles that, in my book, there's an article on that. If you go to Dr. Mercola's site, tons of research validating the fact that when you take a genetically modified organism out of a box and then you put it into a microwave and heat it for, and calling that food, your body completely, I mean, it's the cereals. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. No wonder kids are going cuckoo on that stuff, right? I mean, it's just literally,
it
is not a food, and it creates all these problems. But then you microwave this stuff.
Yeah,
and instant then make it oatmeal, worse. Instant oatmeal microwaved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Please stop.
Yeah. And I was going to add on there, too, is that, you know, if you don't want to cut all of these foods out of your diet, we understand that. We're not asking for perfection.
Right.
Organic is better. You're mm-hmm. less likely. They say that organic is then non-GMO. The challenge is that it's not really verified.
Yeah.
So I feel like I should just throw that out there. So I want to say, like, buy organic when possible, but then also know that that's not really guaranteed, because it's not – there's no ongoing testing on whether or not that's actually not genetically modified. Now, with that, I would say your local farmer's market is one of the better places that you could get food, especially
huge.
Produce, you know, going or finding someone that locally grows, grow a garden in your backyard, you know, hey, in your house, like we were at Brenda's house, has an amazing microgreen setup, you know, so do what you can for yourself, or find somebody else that you can buy from that you trust. It's really the best thing. We need to bring it back local and at home as much as possible.
And it tastes terrible. You're right, Rick. It doesn't have good flavor at all. Here's the thing to ask your farmer when you shop at the local farmers markets, you know, 6-8 years or months out of the year, is ask them, okay, you're saying this is organic, but what did you fertilize the ground with? What did you use? Like horse manure? Are you composting? Is it cow manure? What are you using to actually, you know, fertilize that ground? Because you have to add in. You have to add back the nutrient, keep the soil nutrient rich. Organic simply means that when it was tested, it passed a certain level of inspection for being chemical free. That's what organic means, okay? Doesn't mean that the soil is nutrient rich, that is being grown into that fruit or vegetable, and that when you consume it, you get all that wonderful, wholesome goodness, okay?
Yeah.
So ask the farmers, what are you using for the, you know, the composting? Are you doing composting and then, you know, manure or chicken
are you
fertilizer?
Using any chemicals?
Yeah. And then what are you feeding the animals that's providing the fertilizer, because that'll come through. Oh, we, you know, they're all corn fed. Well, there you go. Genetically modified organisms, and voila, you don't have a true organic type food source. So
yeah, that's a good thing to talk on, as well as the meat. Yes. If it's corn fed, then if the animal consumed all of this genetically modified corn and then you're consuming that animal, then it's right. It's very counterproductive, even if you're then getting all organic fruits and vegetables. I would also add on that, you know, when I found this out, this disturbed me, but they'll have like meat in the grocery store will say hormone free.
Mm-hmm.
In order to do that label, it has to be hormone free for like 30 days before mm-hmm. they butcher. And so they can load them up with hormones the majority of their life. And as long as those last 30 days, they didn't. I mean, like, so do it's your just own very research. Deceptive. It's very deceptive. Yeah.
Great question, Katie. Thank you so much. And I hope you guys are doing well. How do you naturally repel pests like termites and scorpions and such? They sprayed around our house today and we all feel very crappy. So go to the natural grocers or the Whole Foods in your area. Find a water-soluble source of either tea tree oil or some germane that you can spray, and you can put it in a spray bottle, spray all around the windowsills, all around the house, all around the doors, all around the edges of the yard, that type of thing, all around where your pets are predominantly if you have pets. There's another one that I want to, it's escaping me right now, but we used to use it for a natural horse spray. When the horse flies were out, the big biting ones, right? We would spray these horses down. Bob will know the formula we used to use. But tea tree oil is amazing as an insect repellent. It's very effective. It lasts quite a while. You know, maybe once or twice a month you might have to spray around certain areas like the door jams, because if you're afraid of, you know, insects getting in the house, things like that. If you have flower beds, if you have your own vegetable garden right along the edges or up and down the rows, it's extremely safe. It's
smells good.
It smells good. We use it in the clinic all the time for our spray to disinfect. It's a tea tree oil base that's water soluble. It's a great question. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Thanks, Katie. So I want to add on here, sugar beets are another one that are highly genetically modified. And if you look at labels, sugar is in like everything.
Oh.
Everything.
I was not aware of the sugar beet GMO. That just kind of just destroyed it for me, because now it's like,
it's in the high risk category.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we avoid a lot of sugar, but
yeah.
Good for everybody to know. And when we do consume sugar, then picking a healthier source. I like honey.
I'm a honey fan myself.
Coconut sugar is another really good one. Mm-hmm. Get a good quality coconut sugar. Yellow summer squash is another one. And zucchini are in the high risk category. So very important to get those organic if you can. And potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just want to share some of the high risk ones.
I haven't had potatoes in so long. I'm so happy.
I like potatoes.
Who doesn't?
I'm a potato, yeah.
We use monk fruit for sweeter. Yeah, Rick.
Yeah,
monk
thank
fruits,
you.
Thank you. It's very popular. It's easy to overuse. So remember, all good things in moderation, okay? Because you can develop some sensitivities to that. Stevia, sorghum, molasses, blackstrap molasses, other natural sweetening agents. Just
you can
don't
develop
overdo
a
it.
Sensitivity to anything if you're consuming it every single day.
Yeah.
The other one I wanted to really share is vitamins. Because people get very, I think there's a lot of misinformation about vitamins out there. The reason that we use whole food and herbal supplements here is because they are plant-based.
Yep.
So you are getting cleansed and nourished.
Yep.
Your body is getting its needs addressed from plants that are living. They are living beings that came from Mother Earth. Versus a lot of vitamins that you will walk into, let's say a grocery store, buy over the counter, are synthetic chemical compounds.
Mm-hmm.
They are manufactured in a lab, just
isolates.
Like these, just like these genetically modified foods that your body doesn't know how to use.
Yep.
So be cautious of that. And like we said, we always recommend you do your own research.
Yep. And so always drop a comment, ask questions. Additionally, even more, if you want us to help you with different sources, I had a lot of people over the years that will send me the copy of their label on their multivitamin or multimineral. Gosh, Dan, I've been using that for 20 years. I just love it. Yeah. And they send it to me, and the number one ingredient in it is either ascorbic acid or calcium carbonate. Two of the most useless substances on the planet. They're very cheap. They're knockoffs of, I can call it, vitamin C and calcium. And it's one of the worst things. You want to see kidney stones get developed? You want to see gallstones get developed? Eat calcium carbonate for long periods of time. You can't. Your body can't process it because it's carbonate. It is a lime or chalk source. It's a rock source. We don't eat rocks. We eat the plant that ate the rocks.
Okay? I do sometimes.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
That explains a lot.
The last thing I will say, because we always encourage you to do your own research.
Yes.
Do your own homework. If you're looking at studies or you hear about studies on the news, always when you're looking at, don't just look at the study. Look at who funded this study.
That's so true.
I can't tell you how often people throw a study in my face, and if I ask them, do you know who funded that study? They almost always have not looked into that.
Yep.
Because probably 90% of the studies that are out there are funded to have a certain outcome.
Yeah.
So the person that paid for the study is financially benefiting from the outcome of the study. So if you're gonna go down that road, and we do encourage you to, please do your homework on who funded the study, who's been benefiting or profiting from the study.
Yeah, so true.
Awesome. Anything else on GMOs?
You know what? I can't think of anything. Just know that they are involved. They're around us. They're part of all kinds of different things, not just food, but different substances in the vaccine world as well. So be very... Here's the, and I love what you said, do your research, but get well informed.
Yes.
The people that are telling you, you need to do this because it's for your good health or it's for the protection of the community, question them very severely and say, okay, well, give me the data. I want to feel like I have been given an opportunity to make an informed decision, mm-hmm. informed choice, which means know the risks, the benefits and the alternatives. You have a right to know that. That's
but look at all the data.
Look at the data.
Yeah.
And make a well-informed decision. So.
Yeah. And who funded the data?
Yeah.
Next week, you're talking electric stress.
We are going to go
into... That's a really, really good topic too.
Electromagnetic field stress. It's all around us. It's getting worse with 5G. Interesting aspect of... an interesting twist to the discussion.
Ooh.
We've never had to include a 5G component to what that could be doing electrically to the systems in the human body and our animals, our pets. Watch their behavioral things can be developing as well, and as well as amplified illness expression
yeah.
because of that. So electric stress, it's a really fun topic. It's very simple to help clear the most of it. And we will we'll dive into that on February 24th at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Awesome.
On Wellness right Wednesday.
Here.
Yeah.
Don't forget to subscribe to Total Wellness Radio.
Yeah. Take care. Be blessed. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.